Welcome to the Reclamation Nation, where we help you reclaim control of your health and wellness. I'm Coach Ryan, a certified personal trainer, health coach, and former military physical trainer with certifications in orthopedic exercise, longevity, wellness, fitness, nutrition, and behavioral change. I have over 30 years in the fitness industry.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer. I'm a practicing pharmacist, health coach, and certified functional medicine specialist. I have over 10 years of personal and professional experience in the health and wellness field.
Our goal is to raise awareness about the responsibility and potential you have in managing your own health.
As a reminder, nothing in this podcast is designed to diagnose, treat, or cure health illnesses, but is presented as educational and entertainment material. Please consult your personal healthcare provider with any specific needs.
What's going on, Reclamation Nation? Welcome back, Coach Ryan with you. You can find me at ryanricefitness.com. You can find me at train_tackletics on the Instagram, on the gram. I think I've got three videos on TikTok. I think three. I don't get it. I'm so old. I just don't get it. There's nothing that I do that is appropriate for TikTok. I'm not there. I'm not on Snapchat. I had a Twitter, but I think I may still have it. I don't know, but you can find me at train_tackletics and you can find me at ryanricefitness.com. Dr. Jen will be joining us. I have her word that she will at some point be rejoining the podcast. And I'm excited about that because I'm excited about the stuff that she is doing, not just the physiological stuff. Right now she's working with clients on their hair mineral analysis testing, who has had their dosages changed, and you've been put on one medication, then another medication, and then a series of medications, and you have to be on medications for the side effects from those medications. Listen, do yourself a favor. You've been through the cycle and nothing's helping, right? Do yourself a favor, go to drjenniferfernandez.com. It's all one word, drjenniferfernandez.com. Talk to her, because what's probably going on, I won't say probably, what may be going on is that your internal health is not adjusting. None of those medications are designed to get your internal health where it's supposed to be. They're designed to treat the symptoms you have. And so that's what they do. And the more medications you take, the more side effects there are, the more symptoms you develop. So listen, if you've been through the allopathic cycle, if you've been through modern Western healthcare time after time and nothing seems to be working, do yourself a favor, go to drjenniferfernandez.com and reach out to her, find out how she can help, because I'm fairly certain that she can. All right, so today I want to talk about success. I want to define success, not for everyone, just for fitness trainers. Please understand that when I say fitness training, I'm talking about holistic fitness. I'm talking about total body health and wellness. I'm talking about mental wellness. I'm talking about all of that. I simply use the word fitness because it's in the lexicon and people generally understand what I'm talking about. But I am of the strong opinion that success, which is what we're talking about today, can be many things to many people. So where one person might believe that it's a huge mansion with, you know, all the money and the jewels and the diamonds and all the cars and the beautiful people and all the other objects of desire, another person may believe that success for them is simply a cabin in the woods, an old reliable truck, and a good dog. I'm gonna tell you right now, you know where I'm headed, and it is not to that mansion. So personal success is completely subjective, right? And it's open for interpretation. But what about client success? Is that equally subjective? Or should there be a standard to which each trainer can be held accountable? And I believe that is not only possible, it's the right thing to do. Let me tell you why. First of all, it is paramount to recognize the vast differences between clients' goals. As a trainer with 30 years experience, there have been days when I have gone from a top-tier elite operations person to a professional golfer, to a business owner, to some overweight tech guru for one of the local tech firms that has the military contracts. You know what I'm talking about. And maybe I'll finish the day off with a stay-at-home parent. All of these people had different goals, different ideas about what success was. And I had to learn to cater to those ideas and ultimately help them achieve their subjective goals. Now, most trainers believe this is exactly what client success is, helping that client achieve their subjective goal. And they're not wrong, really. I think they're just painting with too small a brush. There's a bigger picture here. There's the ability to display empathy and compassion and have a genuine vested interest in the client as a human and not just as a paycheck. You know, I worked for franchise gyms. I worked for one of the biggest franchise gyms in the country. In fact, I was the training manager for 19 different clubs. And I'll tell you the dirty secret behind franchise and big box gyms is that they hope you never show up. And why would they do this? Well, because you cannot sell an overcrowded gym. They keep their price point at a point where you will probably never show up, but you always have the intent. And it's really not that big a drain on your bank account anyway. But they really hope you don't show up. And yet, one of my primary duties was to teach trainers how to fill classes in a gym we hope nobody showed up to. So I would see trainers walk around asking people to join the classes, and they'd get shot down time after time. And the reason they got shot down time after time is because they had no rapport with the client they were trying to recruit. Most of the trainers were young, and this was their first job. So it's understandable that many of them had no idea how to talk to people. They were playing the short game. The only reason they were talking to people was to get them in the classes and to push the training. My job was to teach them how to engage the member, how to play the long game and develop the relationship with a person before they became a client. Now, this is very difficult to do in the online space. The best online trainers were personal trainers, one-on-one, in the gym setting before the pandemic. See, the best trainers don't just train. They understand that what gets clients coming back time after time is what happens in those rest periods. It's the micro conversations that you have with the client during the breaks of the exercise. I know trainers who have had clients for 5, 10, even 20 years, and the client continues to come back because the relationship that they have with that trainer is better than the workout. Now, the workout is probably pretty good and they're probably getting results, but they come back because of the relationship, and it is nearly impossible to learn that skill set online. There have been times when a client has walked in the door and I have seen them, just looked at them, talked to them for just a few seconds and realized this was not going to happen today. The client was not in the right headspace to work out. Rather than work out that day, we sat for 40 minutes over coffee talking about what was going on in their life. And in that interaction, they received more benefit for the general and overall health than they would have if I had pushed them through a full 40-minute workout, which, by the way, they probably wouldn't have completed. There were other times when I could tell it just wasn't as bad. So I'd say things like, okay, let's just get started. Let's see how you feel. Let's see how you do. Let's see how you progress. And as we move along, their intensity increases. And some of those turned out to be their absolute best workouts ever. So it's the ability to read the human on a personal level, not just as a client. And that's the skill set I'm talking about. That's the mindset that I'm talking about. You have to be able to engage on a human level. And that skill set is nearly impossible to develop in the online space because people seek connection. Another reason that online training is difficult to develop is because you have to learn to train without the gimmicks, without the tools, the fancy equipment, all the gadgets and gizmos. Now, there are trainers who will fill their gyms with the latest and greatest technology. And maybe that gym is doing really well because maybe that is exactly what their clientele requires. And I get that. But for most trainers who are raised on the fancy gimmicks and gizmos with these, you know, these high energy workouts, throwing cards on the floor, tossing dice, those trainers have a difficult time building rapport. Let me give you a little brief story about my life. My dad taught me to shoot. Now, my dad was an NRA firearms instructor. He was also a career police officer. When he taught me to shoot, he gave me one bullet and a revolver. And he said, hit that can. And when you can hit that can consistently with every bullet that I give you, I'll give you two. And so I did this and I worked my way up through a full cylinder. And he would just, you know, there was a rapport there. There was a trust that was built because I followed the basics. I learned the basics. And that has actually made me a pretty good trainer. Why? Because I understand that you have to stick to the basics. If you cannot train the basics, then the fanciest gizmos and gadgets won't make you any better. This is why I stay in the one-on-one personal training space. See, I don't teach the super high energy group classes or the boot camp style classes or semi-private sessions. Now, other trainers in other markets will do this. And even in this market, I've seen people be very successful doing that because it works great for them. And that's fine. It's just not my style of training. I prefer to have one-on-one connection with a client. I prefer to get to know them as a client, not just as a paycheck. And the people that I train appreciate this. And this is how I get referrals from my clients, because of that one-on-one, more intimate connection that the client develops with me. My clients understand that I am concerned about their overall health. I have a vested interest in their longevity. It's not just about the exercise. It's not just about the paycheck. In fact, you know, I've had clients who didn't lose any weight, and one who even gained weight while training with me. And my reaction at the time was to let them go, because I believed they were damaging my image as a trainer. Since then, of course, I've realized that I can't control behavior away from the gym. If they want to go through their workouts and then drive over to Steak and Shake for the deluxe bacon burger and strawberry shake, I can't control that. All I can do is try to educate them and help them find the underlying cause of the unhealthy behaviors. And I cannot do that if I let them go. So the better course of action in these circumstances is to play the long game, just like I taught other trainers to do in the franchise gyms. Develop the rapport. Get them to open up little by little. Get them to understand they can trust me enough to be vulnerable. You know, the gym is a very difficult space to be vulnerable in. That's why I've taken my one-on-one skill set and moved it to the online space. Most of the people I train are at home, where it's easier to open up and be honest about themselves. And this really helps them understand the core issues and develop a strategy for increasing their confidence, which will help them face and eventually overcome many of their core issues. In turn, this improves their overall health, not just physically, but mentally. And that is the standard to which I suggest we should subscribe. That as a trainer, we aid the client in achieving overall health and wellness, increasing physical and mental capability, and play a significant role in their ability to overcome both physical and mental obstacles for long-term health and wellness. The fact is, if what you are doing as a trainer involves only exercise and nutrition, you are not doing enough. Folks, if you would like more information about how to train with me either in person or online, you can go to RyanRiceFitness.com. Until next time, Rice out.